Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 15 years ago, tech giant Google planted roots in our state with a data center in Berkeley County. Now they're expanding into Dorchester County with more data centers. John Truluck is with the Dorchester County Economic Development Office, and he joins us by phone now from Somerville, South Carolina. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Tell us about your office, first of all, and what it is you guys do.
Sure. We were a crew of five that worked for Dorchester County, and our primary mission are to recruit high-paying jobs and capital investment to the county. We do that with a lot of partners, other public sector, other private sector, regional groups, the state. A lot of folks play a role in economic development.
Tell us now about this recent announcement with Google and how that came to be.
It was a six-year process to get them here, so quite a history there. But part of what we're doing is, as I mentioned, trying to attract capital investment and jobs. This fit the bill. But yeah, very exciting to have Google coming here, you know, one of the top companies in the world. You know, they're bringing a lot of capital investment, paying a lot of taxes, which is what we need to pay for schools and public safety and other services that people living here want. 100 jobs at each place, so not a huge number of jobs, but they average about $54 an hour, so good jobs, and also jobs that don't necessarily compete with a lot of the other companies that we have here and we're trying to attract in the manufacturing and distribution world.
And so did they call you or did you call them? You said it's been something that's been in the works now for about 6 years. I'm guessing that there was competition from around the country.
Yeah. So like a lot of projects, you know, we get a random phone call one day from a guy who's a real estate guy with a brokerage company that never heard of before, asking about some sites that we had, and played that game for a while. But about 3 years ago, we finally were able to learn who they were, and we sort of already had figured out it was a data center based on some of their search criteria. But yeah, very interesting process to find out all of their needs and try to match up those needs with sites that we had, as well as infrastructure.
And of course, I think everybody knows that data centers require a lot of water. And so was this something that Dorchester was able to uniquely provide that other sites couldn't?
I don't know that it's completely unique, but it's something we had been working on. We're sort of 15 years into a 20-year building program to get water and sewer to places in the county where we feel like are well suited for development. So both of these sites that they're going to fit in that plan. So we had been working to get big water and sewer availability in certain places along certain corridors in the county. So that just seemed to match up.
And I guess the same goes for energy, because they require a lot of power too.
Right. So yeah, you had to match up with where power was available or could be made available. We're blessed and to have a pretty strong electrical grid around here because of our proximity to some of the power generation plants. So a lot of that aligned with their needs.
And when do you expect this project to be finished?
Well, they've already broken ground on one of the first buildings on the first site. So I expect it to be operational about a year from now. The second one is tracking about 6 months behind that. So probably about 18 months from now, they'll be should be commissioning the second facility.
And many times these projects, these large economic development projects, to bring them in, it's necessary to have some tax incentives available, to have some maybe matching funding from the state. Was any of that in play with this?
Yeah, we had to offer tax incentives to them on the property taxes. The state did not provide any grants or job-related incentives. These jobs, while it is 200 jobs, you know, most of these are going to go to people that are already here. So these projects shouldn't attract a lot of new growth in people. They identified the workforce that was already here that's more than suitable. So, you know, each of these facilities will be generating about $2.5 million a year in net new property taxes. About 1.6 of that will go to schools.
Well, John, congratulations on this achievement, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate all you do to help spread the word.
John Truluck is with the Dorchester County Economic Development Office in Somerville, where he spoke to us from by phone. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.